Hello and welcome to the WebAssertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Flipkart has broken an Indian e-commerce record. Japan's elderly population is taking up social media, and Instagram announces more than 500,000 advertisers. Doubling the amount of money the company made in the same sale last year, Flipkart has announced that it sold $210 million worth of goods in just one day. Commenting on the astonishing achievement, Flipkart's co-founder and CEO, Binny Bansal, said that it signaled the evolution of Indian e-commerce and its adoption amongst consumers. Whilst the success shows that Flipkart can truly compete with Amazon India, Bansal added that the company had spent around 30% of its advertising budget on the sale. The revenue is far more than any company in the US or Europe has made in one day, including during sale periods such as Black Monday. However, this still falls well behind being the world's largest day of sales, which belongs to Alibaba, who took $5 billion in just the first 90 minutes of the Chinese Singles Day sales last year. A new study has shown that senior citizens in Japan are becoming more and more likely to be using social media than in previous years. Compared to last year, for example, when 19% of those aged between 60 and 64 used LINE, 30% of the same age group now use the social network. The research from Video Research Limited has also shown substantial growth in all groups aged up to the age of 74, at which 10% of respondents still use LINE. The survey also found that the amount of time that respondents spend on social media in Japan, regardless of age, has also increased. It was found that 89% of Japan's social media users spend more time on social media now than they did last year. Instagram has announced that it now has more than 500,000 advertisers on its platform. The number means that the photo sharing app has more than doubled the amount of active monthly advertisers in just 6 months. Instagram also announced that in the 2 months since it launched its business tool feature, 1.5 million accounts have been upgraded to a business profile, giving them more advanced advertising and analytics tools. Amy Cole, head of brand development for EMEA at Instagram, said that the app had introduced a host of creative tools and ad formats, making Instagram a powerful place for brands to drive awareness and turn inspiration into action. Kerem Atasoy, marketing director for the wearable tech company Vinaya, said that advertising on Instagram means that we can target the right communities at the right time, helping create laser-focused advertising. Subscriptions for video on demand services are on the rise in Western Europe. It's estimated that just under half of all home video spend will be made up by subscription services in the region, equaling around 4.2 billion euros. However, the most important milestone will come by 2020, when subscription video on demand will make up more of the home video market share than all other platforms put together at 58%, growing at a rate of around 24% per year. Spain stands out as one of the markets pushing the recent growth after Spaniards had helped propel the growth of the technology in the country with a 124% increase on 2015. However, Scandinavia leads most other European markets with 90 euros spent on subscription videos per household, compared to just 6 euros in Germany. And finally, Google has waived an AdWords bill of over 100,000 euros built up by a 12-year-old in Spain. Jose Javier was reportedly trying to advertise the brass band he played in using an account he set up with Google AdWords. Google said that it was clear that it was all a mistake and he did it without thinking, agreeing that the bill did not have to be paid. The boy's parents became aware of the higher levels of spending when they received a call from their bank alerting them to the charges. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.